The Western Huddle for everything AFL, featuring the biggest names in WA and all the breaking news.
Big goal for the West Coast Eagles.
92.9 Triple M Perth.
Ah, the Western Huddle back for another week. Xavier Ellis, Andrew Embley, and big news out of West Coast. JK has called time on his career.
Oh, mate, magic. Drafted the same year as JK. Mm. Spent a lot of time with Josh moving over, of course. Fantastic person, fantastic dad, outstanding footballer, of course. What he's going to do, I think, I don't know how many times I've been texted over the last few years, how much he's looking forward to a beer is post-playing football. He's just a normal knock-around bloke, and I think you said on our program this morning, Embers, knew when to work hard, knew when to play hard, and he had a really good balance at that.
Oh, what an absolute star. He was reluctant to come over here with a Chris Judd trade. Mm.
Yeah,
he settled in Carlton. He was enjoying his time.
One night I got home from Crown, I was staying at Crown. Jumped in my bed at Crown and JK was in it. Didn't even know him.
Yeah, there you go. He doesn't mind having a beer, JK.
No,
but he was one of those blokes who just prepared himself as good as anyone. One of the hardest trainers. He worked extremely hard, but then also was able to have that switch off and go out and have a beer with his mates. And I know as a teammate, he was one of those guys that when it did come to a Saturday or a Sunday, an opportunity to go and have a beer, he's one of the first guys you call because he was a country boy.
Yep. Never forgot his schoolmates or his country mates.
Yeah. And just an absolute superstar and goes down as one of West Coast Eagles' greatest ever players.
Do you recall that trade between Judd and JK and how it worked off and when he came to the footy club, what sort of person he thought he was?
He was a bit slow to get going too, wasn't he? He played a bit of two's footy.
And as we know, like young kids, they especially the taller ones, they take a while to develop those big key forwards.
Well, Franklin ruined it for everyone.
Well,
it's like Judd and the midfielders. Like it does take time, and you're not meant to be Franklin and Judd.
Yeah, and I said this before that a lot of people say, you know, who got the better deal, either West Coast or Carlton?
No, West Coast by a mile.
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, Carlton obviously got Chris Judd and what he did for that football club at that particular time as well. He won a Brownlow. You know, he did put Carlton on the map
I think the argument's dead and buried. I think West Coast got the deal because Chris Maston was the cherry on top, and I know Maston
played
200.
The one thing I'll say though is that I don't believe that Carlton had any idea how good Josh Kennedy was at the time when they gave him up. You could have given Andrew Walker or someone else at that particular time.
Yeah.
But if they had have known that this guy was going to turn out to be the player that he was, 700 plus goals, one of the greatest forwards, you know, in the modern era, then
have you got a moment or anything playing with JK, a goal or anything that stands out?
There's not probably a moment as such, but I did see some socials, one particular training session. I think Will Schofield might have put it up one day where they were on each other and Scully was sort of playing on him and, you know, the way that JK worked back, and then on the end of it, took a really good mark. That's right.
That's your moment, an Instagram video.
Probably wrong example to use Will Schofield as the person that was trying to go with him. But
I've got a ripper. A prelim final 2015. We were short favourites to win that prelim. North Melbourne Rover. We were scoreless or goalless at quarter time. I can't remember what it was. Second quarter, he went back with the flight. Took a mark, and then the opponents hit the ground. He bounced up as well, played on, kicked a snap across his body, and that just started an avalanche for us. That was a prelim turning moment in a massive final.
That goal,
by JK.
He also kicked in the 18 grand final, the snap from the boundary line to get things going.
Get him going.
The crucial part,
after
too.
After Venables stole one off him.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But, you know, 2015 didn't have the best grand final.
Nah,
so, obviously, that pressure to play well in a big game. And West Coast are looking down the barrel there when Collingwood kicked five straight to start that game. For his confidence and the team's confidence, that goal was a huge moment in the context of that GF.
I love, too, with JK's goal kicking, you get into the game, you go, geez, he kicked eight, well done. Then you look at the replay, and about six of them came off his knee or his instep, or they floated.
Well, do you remember the stutter?
Hit a flower bag or two. The stutter.
Remember the stutter?
There for a while. Nothing wrong with the stutter.
And Rory Lobb picked it up. It became trendy, the stutter. But it didn't look good.
Nah, it was absolutely brilliant.
Where will he be in 2 years' time, JK?
He's bought a joint down in now, sort of South Fremantle way now. So the boy from Northampton's
like
gone
stuff
south.
Chooks wandering around there and all sorts of stuff.
He's an unusual bloke, isn't he? He collects honey, doesn't he? Isn't he a honey collector?
He's got everything going on,
he's
JK.
Got a
when I moved
moving
over,
business.
He was a vegetarian. He was doing yoga in the morning.
One thing's for sure, I reckon his heart rate will probably sit around 83 to 85 consistently. I don't think there'll be too much.
I don't think he's got too much. He'll go fishing. Fishing, camping, and spend time
South
with the family.
South Beach Hotel might get a run, I reckon, over the next sort of few years.
I'd be surprised if he owned it or something, to be honest. Yeah. He's got a few businesses going.
just with his retirement after this Sunday's game against the Crows, why now? Why not after the final game of the season? Why not the Western Derby?
Well, because it's a Fremantle game. He wants still, to thank his West Coast supporters.
That's, you can still thank 20,000 West Coast supporters at a derby.
No, you only get no.
You get one shot at it. And yeah. I think also
no, perfect retirement. They can win this week.
Do go out. You either make your retirement next week and then play the last game against Fremantle. But the emotion of everything in this week, like he'll play this game, he'll be absolutely shattered emotionally next week. And I think it'll probably be a bit of a letdown.
He's done his cross-town rivals a solid too.
To go out there and... Why, you think West Coast will have a chance of beating them with JK?
No, no, but like just if it was his last game, West Coast will lift this week, and I don't care what anyone says. There's no doubt the start of that game, West Coast, this weekend against Adelaide, they'll be firing.
What sort of crowd do you reckon they'll get?
A 50-plus.
You reckon they'll get 50-plus?
Yeah, I reckon he can pull 20 himself. What do you reckon?
If they get 50, that'd be an incredible achievement.
Yeah, no, I reckon they can.
I mean, their biggest crowd this year has been
Depending on weather. If it's pissing down, obviously it's
going to be
different.
A pretty wet week, but I think I saw that Sunday might be just clearing up. So it'd be unbelievable if they got 50.
Is it good on Saturday?
And there's every chance. Saturday, not great.
I'm playing footy Saturday in the third.
You're kidding.
Where are you playing?
Where?
Who for?
Registered yesterday, West Coast Cowan.
Oh, you're down
City Beach there.
You're playing for them,
are you? Yeah, lost a bet.
Yeah,
lost a derby bet.
Nah, you'll make it all back with that brown paper bag they give you in the car park at the end of the game.
Nah, thirds. So thirds.
You still don't get paid for thirds?
Thirds? Mate, they're in A grade. I'm down in the three.
Mate, the amount of people that you're going to drag down to West Coast Cowan at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning.
The worst part is the A graders have got the bye.
No.
So they're all there
sitting on the hill. I'm playing full forward.
Yeah, of course you are. How do you kick? You probably kick four.
Four?
Yeah.
Well, you're coming off at half time. Minimum eight.
You're literally playing out of the goal square.
I don't think I will get a kick.
Yeah.
I'll have the races on down the goal square. My mate loves it. We'll have the races on, the footy on, all that sort of stuff.
Hey, let's look at the Fremantle as they head towards the finals.
Yes.
It's starting to look like the season's getting a little tight.
Isn't your smile a little bit smaller than we've seen over the last 20
weeks?
Someone's
not as chirpy this morning.
Hang on, boys.
Mate, you had your hat on. You walked in with your Fremantle hat on. And then you threw it off to start the show.
Wasn't their best game on Friday night. They probably didn't have too many tricks up their sleeve, and Melbourne came to play. They looked like an angry side, Melbourne, if I'm right. They ripped Guernsey off some fans.
Yeah.
They didn't like the treatment of Luke Jackson.
Yeah.
Shaunie Darcy's little love tap. Yeah. They didn't get received well.
No, and just quickly, though, we will quickly touch on Dave Mundy off the back of Kennedy.
Of course.
An equal sort of contributor to Fremantle as JK has been to West Coast.
So he came out and he said that he wanted to be known as a humble battler. Now, I'll tell you one thing about Dave Mundy, right? He's played 371 games. Yeah. He's won a Doig medal. I think he's had the most kicks, marks, clearances at the Fremantle Dockers. He's been an All-Australian.
He even had 36 on the weekend. Still going okay.
He got coaches' votes on the weekend.
Did he?
There's one thing about David Mundy. Battler is not a person that I think about David Mundy.
You're looking
Mundy.
At a battler.
He is an absolute warrior, a genuine star of the competition.
Clean as a whistle.
Just been an incredible player. So congratulations to Dave Mundy.
Nothing more frustrating against Freo when you put pressure on them and then the ball would land in Dave Mundy's lap via ground ball or a handball, because you just knew that you had no way of pressuring him. He would just simmer the situation so quickly, and every effort you had to hit Fremantle with any sort of pressure, he could just let it disappear so quickly. Composure, class. Silk.
Ice in his veins.
Well, we called Sean Burgoyne Silk. Well, yes. Dave Mundy's not too. He's cut from that.
You know,
cloth.
When you say, who do you want the ball in their hands to kick a goal after the siren?
Yeah, we've done it a couple of times.
He's done it a few times, hasn't he? And Dave Mundy's your guy.
Is that Dave Mundy's sole decision, or is that a conversation he has with the footy club to
wrap up? I would say sole decision, because he still had 36 on the weekend, and you still need leadership. All the word was heading towards playing on.
I'm not sure. Like
I've never seen that before from Dave Mundy.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Like, obviously, there's been talk all year with him, and he's constantly chatting with the coaching staff. I'd like to know whether
if Shannon Hearn's getting another contract, Dave Mundy's getting another contract.
That's what I reckon.
Yeah. So I reckon not knowing anything, I think in his heart of hearts he just knows it's time.
Well, he did say he wanted to go out a cripple, and that's something he wouldn't appreciate with himself. So back to Fremantle's performance on Friday night. Where does it leave their season, and what are their KPIs now?
I absolutely love Melbourne's side of it, where they said, In the Thursday coaches meeting, they said, we don't rate Lob and we don't rate Tabanar. We're going to put Hibbert on Tabanar and we're going to put Petty on Lob and we're going to leave Steve May to run right and we're going to leave Jake Lever to play on Schultz and just chop everything off. And that was so clever because those two forwards, unsighted as you've ever seen, and were soundly beaten on the night, so then there's no alternative to score. They've got Lever and May just owning everything. So I think that was the big win, was they literally put their hand up and said, we don't rate you, we don't think you can beat us, so we don't need to use our two best players to stop you.
Yeah, it's a luxury, isn't it, when your two best defenders are going to but could your you third
pick,
and fourth.
Could you pick Hibbert doing that job?
I couldn't see him playing on a Tom Hawkins or a Jeremy Cameron.
No, that's right, yeah.
So, obviously, as you said, they don't rate the key forwards off Fremantle, and they're able to go and do what they want. But you know, I think there's obviously more parts to that. Fremantle have to find a way to be able to
move the ball quicker, take a chance, kick it
or
in 55 metres.
It's simple. Like, you know, they are very good at controlling the game, Fremantle, and, you know, getting speed across from their half back line. But sometimes conditions aren't suitable to the way that they want to play.
The short 45s we saw over and over
It's a territory game. Yeah. Just get it forward, get numbers around it, go again. You know, Richmond did it so well for 3 or 4 years, and the best sides in the competition do it. And at the moment, if Fremantle will get a wet final, then you can almost put a line through them.
I'll tell you what, they were really disappointing, 40, and you were on the ground with your scarf on, chanting,
cheering. I was on the ground, guard of honour.
Yeah, carrying on like a porker. one bloke that can hold his hand, well, Aish was outstanding on Clary. Clary couldn't beat Aish on the night. Aish got the chocolates there. And Alex Pearce absolutely smacked Weedman, absolutely killed him, kept him in one disposal. So there was still a couple of highlights on the night by Fremantle, but they need... And I said it halfway through the year, I got attacked by Fremantle supporters. I don't see a clear All-Australian in that side. Like, Andy Brayshaw's obviously the best, but then he's in the Petrarca, Clary. If he's an All-Australian...
Andy Brayshaw will be All-Australian.
No, but, you know, mate, but he's amongst Sam Walsh, Petrarca, Oliver, Tuke Miller's making a charge. Yes. There's 7 or 8 midfielders, so he'll be in there, but it's not obvious.
Yeah.
And I think that's about it. So they're so balanced. They're that balanced.
Yeah.
And Fremantle supporters saw that as a criticism. It's not a criticism. I love how balanced they are, but if they don't all play at an upper level, they play like they have the last two Friday nights with 50 points and 35 points or whatever it was, they don't score. They need 1 to 22 playing at a maximum level to be good, and that was what we saw for 75% of the season.
Who needs a wake-up call at the Dockers?
Shaunie
Darcy?
Yeah, I thought he beat Jackson on the weekend. I thought he beat him soundly. Who needs... I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure wake-up call's the right thing. I think they had a very good start to the season, the Fremantle Dockers. They were,
Put them where they are now, would you take it, if you were Fremantle?
Absolutely. And they just... Western Bulldogs will be tough this week. They'll get the job done against West Coast, you would expect, and they should be the Giants in the last
Giants
game.
Giants are just as bad as West Coast at the moment.
So really, that means that regardless of sort of what's going to happen, they're going to either probably finish 5th or 6th and get a home elimination final. So then they're going to have to go to the road. As we know, it's almost impossible to go to the MCG or travel 3 times and win a grand final. So they'll learn from this year. And I'm not saying that this year is, you know, a write-off for the Fremantle Dockers, but they probably need to get a lot more mature, some of their young kids.
Who do you think, 40? You're a Freo man. Who would you put the pressure on?
Well, Lachie Schultz is starting to look like he's a little slow.
Mm.
He's slowed down a tad, but Liam Henry.
Yeah, high draft.
Liam Henry is so far below the pace. Just bring him to Driscoll. Mate, bring in a bloke that's a bit younger.
Tell me why you keep dropping Bailey Banfield. Why is Bailey Banfield the bloke? You have a look at what he does inside forward 50. I'm telling you right now, Fremantle are a better player with Bailey Banfield in that side. I'm not saying Bailey Banfield is the most skillful kid going around, but he puts pressure on, he tackles, he chases, he kicks goals. Why are you looking for this perfect kid to come in? Why are you bringing Liam Henry in? Or Bailey Banfield's ahead of Liam Henry.
Well, he's very maligned by the supporters. I know at times Bailey Banfield,
but the amount of goals he's
kicked has put him in the park. Mate, so he should be there at the moment.
No, I think he should be there. I think Fremantle are better decide when he's in there.
Fremantle Bulldogs?
Western Bulldogs.
West Coast, Adelaide at home?
I would love to say West Coast win this particular game. And I think they start really well, but I've got a feeling that Adelaide might get them in the end.
That'll do. Western Huddle. Thanks again, boys.
The Dockers are roaring back into this one.
That's all from the Western Huddle this week. Listen Tuesday next week for your dose of everything AFL. 92.9 Triple M, Perth.